And since our director Jeff Van Meteren is already up here, we'll roll into 18 lodging opportunities in our parks.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roland, thank you for giving us this opportunity to showcase some of our lodging facilities. You folks had a chance to tour some of those the other day and just kind of quickly go through those as Chris pulls up the PowerPoint here. I was going to ask Jen if she's seen any actual Sasquatch sightings here at the park yet.
Saturday, he will make an appearance.
Oh, you know that in advance.
We have an appointment.
Okay. All right. Okay. Look at Chris again. Awesome. So to start off with, just want to give a little definition to our three types of lodging facilities we have in our state parks. And I'm not going to talk about our little camping cabins. These are what we call our lodging facilities. So we have group lodges, like the one you saw at Newton Hills, the Scout Lodge the other day. Generally, we want to be able to house at least 12 people in those. You can do more in a lot of those. 3 to 5 bedrooms. They're kind of set up for large groups, gatherings, and we'll show some examples of those, but they go for $280 a night. The one exception is Oahe Downstream, which is not an overnight lodging facility. It's more of a day use meeting type structure. So the next one is the Modern Cabin. That's our newest thing. We're really excited about those. Those are generally 1 to 3 bedrooms, sleep 3 to 10 people. Prices range depending on how many rooms, where they're at, popularity, from $120 to $205 a night. And then our last one are what we call suites. And those are primarily up at Spring Creek and Roy Lake. These were concession operations that we took over. They're kind of multiple rental units within one large structure. So we just kind of went with that same term that they used, 1 to 2 bedrooms. $85 to $175 a night. The cool thing is we're able to offer different options depending on your different types of groups or however you want to package it. So we'll move forward here. Hopefully I can get this right. All right, Lake Thompson. This, you know, our lodges are kind of interesting. They kind of seem to come to us or they were there. This was an old farm structure that was part of the park when we first started developing it. We turned it into a group lodge. This thing sees all kinds of fishing groups, hunting groups. I personally used to use this with a large group of guys from my hometown, and every time I took them up there, they go, "I can't believe you offered this for $280 a night." So it's just a neat old farmhouse. Newton Hills Lodge. This is the other lodge we didn't walk through the other day. This actually was a structure that came from the city of Canton. They wanted to get rid of it. It was a caretaker structure on the hospital grounds. We moved it out to the park. Beautiful interior wood finish. Newton Hills Scout Lodge. Of course, we looked at that the other day. You know the story behind that. And the Oahe Downstream Lodge. Again, this is primarily used for meetings, gatherings for the day. Works out really well that way. And then the Palisades Lodge, another house that bordered the park that we were able to acquire probably 15, 20 years ago. And really neat structure. Been there for a long time. Our most popular lodge, believe it or not, up at Shade Hill, of all places, tremendous use in the fall and during the summer with fishing groups, hunting groups. It's just one of those features that there's not a lot of private or public options for this kind of facility in that part of the country. This thing sees upwards of 170 rental nights a year. And then Shep's Canyon Lodge, again, another structure that came with some property we were fortunate to acquire. Beautiful home, overlooks, it's up on a high point, overlooks Angostura Reservoir. It's really neat. We'll move into our modern cabins. Mina Lake has a really neat cabin right on the lake up there. The staff just recently totally remodeled it, interior, inside and exterior. We're really excited about that. And in fact, I think they have an event here this weekend or this week where they were doing open house with the community just to kind of spread the news on this and get more rentals out of it. Newton Hills Modern Cabin. This was our first modern cabin we actually built. As Adam mentioned, we've got a second one underway right now. We're really excited about that. That'll be a Pickerel Lake. Wahi Downstreet Modern Cabins. We have several cabins down there, right on the river, below the dam. There you can see very popular. And then Roy Lake, right on the lake there as well. So just make for nice settings for whether it's one family or two couples going together, wherever you want to work that. Spring Creek, staff are busily remodeling these. I think some of you had a chance to look at some of that when you were up there this spring. But a concession lease that we acquired several years ago, and just doing some due diligence on the exteriors of these cabins and the interiors. And then the suites at Roy Lake. Again, these are like an apartment building with multiple rooms within a single structure. A little cheaper price point than our modern cabins. So again, if this is all you're looking for, maybe for your family, these really work out well. Have these at Spring Creek as well as part of that concession operation. So that's kind of our lodging facilities. The uniqueness about our lodging facilities, it really brings in, it's an opportunity to bring in people that would possibly normally come to our parks to stay overnight. They maybe don't have an RV. The spouse isn't interested in sleeping in a cabin that doesn't have a bathroom or a kitchen in it. These all do have that. They work out really well, and they become very popular. I think if anything, we need to do a better job of maximizing the rental opportunities or capacity with these things. And that's something we're going to work very hard on for the next year or two. One is just doing some cross-selling with our hunters and fishermen. When you buy a hunting license, when you buy a fishing license, you may get an email that says, hey, are you looking for a place to stay? Consider these lodges. Same with in the fall or in the summertime when people are staying in our lodges, they're probably going to get an email that says, hey, do you need a hunting license? Do you need a fishing license? We need to do more of that kind of stuff. We need to help ourselves that way and use our own database. In addition to that, though, we also want to look at strategies of where we can better place these when people go to look for lodging, if they're going to do a vacation, let's say in the Angostura area, Hot Springs area, where would they go to look for that? When they go to a VRBO site type of thing, and how could we get into that arena and better maximize these? Our lodges probably average somewhere between 100 to 120 nights. We think long term we need to be up in that 150 night goal a year or more. Some of these I think can very much do better than that. So we're working on it, and that's one of our goals. So I guess with that, I would open it up to questions.
Any questions from the commission? Questions or comments? Commissioner Cole.
I know we've talked about a couple of different things with pricing, and I really want to stress that kind of officially. I think that you made the comment that you hear people say, wow, how can I get it for that? And I know it's a tough dilemma, not pricing yourself out of business, but man, the prices on all the stuff we seem to offer is like really cheap. And I don't know how much you can study that, how much input, but I think that's something really needs to be looked at. In addition, I commend you on the, all the events you've got going on. Shoulder season and occupancy go right hand in hand, obviously. But I think, as you work on those, maybe there's some other ideas too. I come from One World Archery, obviously, and maybe we should look at some of these groups like we have that talk to us all the time, like the South Dakota bow hunters, and we should look at having tournaments in all the archery range in shoulder season time. Same with any other activity. You're really thinking outside the box, because shoulder season's the answer, is it not? You can't sell any more nights unless you have more product. So from Memorial Day to Labor Day, I'm only assuming it's big, and then with the hunting stuff, you have some of it going on, but it's got to be. Is anything closed completely?
Manager, Commissioner Cole. No, we these are open year round, all of these facilities. And you know, I agree with you. We have really seen a great increase in our shoulder, especially the fall. Not so much the spring, but the fall. But there's certainly a lot more room to capture more rental nights in the fall. And great ideas. Appreciate
it. Yeah, I mean, there's tons of things that, you know, thinking outside the box, because you obviously need to get the people there. And our hunting is going to be, I mean, you said, didn't we see one yesterday? They said a group of people come every year. Yeah, the beautiful view in there. Mm-hmm. And they're hunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can only have so many of that, so there has to be other things. You know, maybe we need to have a Game Fishing Parks Klondike Derby at all the state parks. Come on, Boy Scouts, anybody know what that is? But that type of thing is, I think, really important.
Very good, thank you. I'm just going to tag on to what Commissioner Cole said. You know, when you look at the prices, they are very reasonable. And we talked yesterday, typically when you travel to a VRBO or an Airbnb, you have your price. And then you have additional fees for cleaning and all of these things. And I look at our staff who are doing that. Do we need to consider adding some of these things on, or these additional amenities that go along with it? And then second, the marketing strategy. I'm glad we're looking at how can we better market this. And we know we can't compete with the private sector, but there are so many tools and platforms that we possibly can use. It might take a little bit of research. Everything from purchasing ads on some streaming sites. And I know the communication team knows far more than I do, but I'm glad to hear that you guys have that in mind, because I think we can tap into a lot more. So good work. It's a great hidden gem for the people of our state, and I'm glad we're trying to get it out in front of them.
Thank you, Manager. Yeah, we've never felt price is the issue. It's more about getting the word out and getting in the right places to find these. I'm reminded of that. Luke Dreckman did an open house here a couple of years ago with his Palisades Lodge, just opened it up and let people tour through it. And I forget the statistics, but I think it was somewhere in the 80% of people didn't even realize they had it there. And we need to do a better job of that. So I'm going to keep working on that. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from the commission? Commissioner Spring.
Is there any plans to put some of these lodges in Cove State Park? I've heard how booked up it is, and there's a lot of people trying to get in there, and it's booked way ahead. Would this help some of that, or is there any plans to that effect?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Spring. Right now, we're in a process of kind of assessing where we would like to put the next modern cabins and lodging type facilities across the entire state. That's one of our tasks this summer, was to have that put together by July. So, and we're going to prioritize those things. One of the issues we do have at Custer State Park is we have a concessionaire there, and we like to not compete with our own concessionaires. But on the same token, I would agree with you. There's certainly a need for more lodging in the Black Hills. Trying to balance all those things about being respectful to the private sector as well, but and our concessionaires, but certainly hear what you're saying.
Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, with some of them cabin leases and stuff running out there in Custer State Park, is there an opportunity to pick some of those up and turn those into lodges?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Beast, you know, I think that has happened to some degree. I'm not as versed on that as I should be, but I think over time some of those have been picked up by our concessionaire out there and turned into rentals, or they're using them for staff housing. But I can certainly look into that.
Any additional questions or comments? Very good. Thank you very much. And you're going to remain in the hot seat.